Today's daf is Psachim Daf Tzadik Ches, and we are at the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema. For Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradol, Miro Bas Sara Rivka, Menashe Tzvi ben Esther, Miro Bas Naomi, and Bela Bashembo Rachel. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos v'yichas kashragim and miral. And today's daf is being learned l'ilu nishmas Avram ben Yibodol l'chaim toivim Ramoishe chaim. So we're continuing to discuss halacha is related to Karban Pesach. In fact, this is the very, very last daf in Masechtas Psachim that deals with the halacha is of Karban Pesach. Of course, by the next time we're learning together, we're going to be discussing the halachas of the Leil HaSeder, Dalet Koisois, Perek Arbei Psachim. But first, another intense Kachim Daf. Zok de Mishnah, Mafrish, Nekevel Pischoi. If someone was Mafrish, an animal, a female animal, for a Karban Pesach, that's a problem, because the Karban Pesach, the Torah says, had to be a Zachar. Oy, Zachar, Ben Shtei Shanim. Or if somebody was Mafrish, an animal that's a Zachar, but it was 2 years old, that's also a problem, because the Torah says very clearly that the Karban Pesach had to be Ben Shana. It couldn't be 2 years old. So you were mafresh a Karban Pesach, but the animal is not kosher to be a Karban Pesach, either because it's in a keva or because it's simply too old. So what's the halacha? It says the Mishnah, Yira Achei Yistoiv. You have to let it roam until it develops a mum. Once it develops a mum, v'yimachir, you'll sell it. V'yiplu domov l'nadova l'shlam. You're going to take the money and you're going to purchase a shlam with it. Meaning this is just another example of where the halacha is that this Pesach, which is not fit to be a Pesach, is going to be a shlam. It's like the Mishnah, mafresh pischoy umeis. If someone is mafresh a Karban Pesach and then he died, so the animal didn't die, but the one that was mafresh the Karban Pesach died. Lo yuvienu b'noi acherav l'shem Pesach. So assuming he has a son, that's his yoyresh, he now yarshins the animal. The animal happens to be a Karban Pesach, he needs to bring a Karban Pesach. So could he use this animal? Says the Mishnah. He can't take this animal and bring it as a Karban Pesach. Oh, l'shem shlom. However, he could be makrivit and should be makrivit. However, not as a Pesach, rather as a Karban shlom. Zok digimar. So the ratio of the Mishnah said, if someone's mafresh a nekeva for a Karban Pesach, if someone's mafresh a zocha for a Karban Pesach, but it was too old. So these are two examples, but Hatzad Ashova Shebahen is that the animal is not fit to be a Karban Pesach. So the halacha is it's not a Karban Pesach. What is it? It's a shlomim. However, it's not a shlomim that you can physically put on the Mizbeach. It's a shlomim in the sense that you have to sell the animal, take the money, and now purchase an animal that you're going to ultimately bring as a Karban shlomim. What's the kasha? The Gemara doesn't speak out of kasha, but there's an implied kasha in the Gemara. Why can't you bring this as a shlama? We saw in the previous sugya, the last two dafin, that sometimes a Moisa Pesach is brought physically on the Mizbeach as a shlama, and sometimes a Moisa Pesach can't be put on the Mizbeach, but rather needs to be sold. You take the proceeds, you buy an animal that should be used as a shlama. What does it depend on? Was it dochoy or was it not dochoy? If there was a time that this animal was fit to go on the Mizbeach, and then something happened, so now the animal has a psul called dachoy. Once it's dachoy, it can't go on the mizbeach. Not as a Pesach, not as a shlomim. So your only option is to wait till it gets a mum, then sell it, and use the money to buy a shlomim. If, however, it was never dachoy, so then you can take the actual animal, put it on the mizbeach, and bring it as a shlomim. If someone's mafresh in a kevel a Pesach, or if someone's mafresh a zocher ben shtei shonim as a Pesach, the animal was dead on arrival, which means it was never roy to be brought as a carbon, which means, seemingly, it was never dochoy. If it was never dochoy, so you're right, it's a shlomim, I understand you can't bring it as a Pesach, but put it on the mizbeach. Why do you have to sell it, take the money, use that for a shlomim? You should be able to take the actual animal and be makrivit as a shlomim. So Amar Ravuna Breid Rav Yeshua, Ravuna Breid Rav Yeshua said that from the fact that the Mishnah says that you can't put this animal as a shlomim, what do you see from there? You see that it is dachoy. If that's the case, Shmami Notlas, I can be Moichiach, I can spar, I can deduce from here three chedushim in the sugi of Dachoy. Number one, Shmami No Balichayim Nidchim, that a live animal is subject to the concept of Dachoy, which we saw in the previous sugi as well. But there is a mandomer in Shas that holds that a Balchai is not dachoy. That the whole psul dachoy is, once you did the shechita, now you have dam, you have basar, you have emurim, now we can get involved in sugis of dachoy. But as long as the animal's alive, it's not subject to the laws of dachoy. Said Rav Huna Brev Yeshua, one thing you see from our Mishnah, that a bal chay is subject to dachoy, because this animal was alive when you were mafrajit. V'shmamino dachoy meikara have a dachoy. Another thing you see from here is that if something is dachoy meikara, meaning it's what we would call dead on arrival, that's also considered dachoy. Meaning you would have thought dachoy means it was roy, and then it got pushed away. So that's when you have the concept of dachi. But you see from here that even something that's dachi mikar is called dachi. And then finally, v'shmamino yesh dachi b'dam. There would have been a tzad to think that the only time you have a psul dachi is if the kedusha of this carbon is kedusha saguf. It's kadush for it to be able to go on the mizbeach. This animal never got kedusha for it to be able to go on the mizbeach. Because the nature of the kedusha was, or the nature of the hekdish was something that can't go on the mizbeach. You are mafresh a nekeva for a karban pesach, and a nekeva can't be a karban pesach. It's not right to go on the mizbeach. Which means when it got kedusha, its kedusha was more for its money. It was kadosh in the sense that its underlying value has kedusha, but never kedusha saguf where it itself should be able to go on the mizbeach. And this halacha really requires a little bit of an introduction that we're not going to do. But sometimes something can be kaddish for it to be able to go on the mizbeach, and sometimes something is kaddish where it can't go on the mizbeach, but it has kedusha, meaning its monetary value is something that belongs now to hekdish. Nekeva lepesach or a zachar ben shtei shanim lepesach is something that's not physically able to go on the mizbeach. As a result, it's considered kedusha's damim. If it's considered kedusha's damim, there would have been a havami that maybe it's not subject to the laws of dachoy. Said Rav Huna Brev Yeshua, that's the third halacha that you see from our Mishnah. So from the fact that the Mishnah says that someone's mafresh a kevel lepitzchah zocher ben shtei shanim, what's the halacha? It's a moise pesach shlomo, but not the moise pesach shlomo that can go on the mizbeach. It's the moise pesach shlomo that you have to sell, use the money to purchase a shlomo. Oh, so you say meris, it's dachoy, right? That's the short point of the Gemara. If it's dachoy, shmami not las. You see that a bal chai could be dachoy, because when you were mafresh the animal, it was alive. You see dachoy meikar, it could be dachoy, because this never had a time where it was right to be put on the mizbeach. This was literally a problem from the moment that you were makdish it. And also, the kedusha that it got from day one was kedusha's damen, because it was never fit to go on the mizbeach. If that's the case, you see from here that yesh dachoy bedamen. Safe if the Mishnah said, ha-mafresh pischa yumeis. If someone was mafresh a carbon pesach, and then the owner of the carbon pesach died. So what's the halacha? He has a son that's a yairish. Child goes running to his local rabbi. What do I do with this animal right now? He yarshin the carbon pesach from his father. Says the Mishnah, lo yivienu b'nei achrab l'shem pesach. His son can't bring it as a carbon pesach. Elo l'shem shlomim. Bring it as a shlomim. Another example of a moisir pesach that's going to be a shlomim. So the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that's going to elaborate a little bit on the halacha of the Mishnah, as it so often does. Tanu Rabbanon, ha-mafresh es pischa yomei. So someone's mafresh carbon pesach and he dies. In b'noi memuni imoi. If the son was manoi on this carbon pesach, he himself was a member of the carbon pesach, yivienu l'shem pesach. Then he could bring it as a carbon pesach. Ein b'noi memuni imoi. If, however, the son was never registered to this carbon pesach, he was never a member, then the halacha is yivienu l'shem shlamim. He should bring it as a carbon shlamim. When can he bring it as a carbon shlamim? L'shisha asar, on the 16th day of Nisan. Why can't he bring it on the 15th day of Nisan? Because of a nedarim or nedava, saying craven beyond. Because this shlamim is going to be a nedava. You're not obligated to bring it. So it's going to be something that you're doing out of the goodness of your heart. The Tan of this price is of the opinion that Nedarim and Nedavos were not able to be born on Yontif, so you have to wait to Tez Zayin, which in Eretz Yisrael was not Yontif Sheni, which is the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, which is a day, obviously, that you're able to bring Nedarim and Nedavos. So the Braisa really added a very important piece to the halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said very simply, if someone's mafish Karban Pesach and he dies, the son should take the animal, he should bring it as a shlomim. The Braisa says, not so fast. That's not always the case. It depends. If the son was not Memunah on the carbon pesach, then yeah, yivienu l'shem shlomim. If, however, he was memuna, he was registered, he was a member of this carbon pesach, then he could actually bring it as a carbon pesach. But the Gemara says, I don't understand the halacha of the braisa. We need a little clarification. The mitzvah of emas. When exactly did this father die? And the two tzadim are going to be before chatzos or after chatzos. Why does it matter? Because chatzos is a big deal on Yudal Nisan. That's the earliest time that you're able to bring the carbon pesach. Meaning, did the father die before this man to bring the carbon pesach, or did he die after this man to bring the carbon pesach? If it's talking about the braisa where the father died before chatzos, then why, if the son is memuna, does he have a right to bring this animal as a carbon pesach? He became an oinen. An oinen is not allowed to bring a carbon pesach. However, and this is important to understand the Gemara, the only time an Oinein is not allowed to bring a Karban Pesach is if he became an Oinein before the Zman of Karban Pesach. If he became an Oinein after the Zman of Karban Pesach, after Chatzos, then an Oinein could bring the Karban Pesach. Ayin Rashi, he explains why. But that's the halacha. An Oinein can't bring the Karban Pesach, but only before. Now, another halacha is an Oinein can't bring a Karban Pesach if he's the only member of the Karban Pesach. If there are other members of the Karban Pesach, it's not really an issue. But it sounds over here like if the father dies, he leaves over a son, even if he's now going to be the sole member of the Karban Pesach, he's allowed to bring it. Frank the Gemara, if he died before Chatzos, he's the only one that owns this Karban Pesach. He's an Oinein because his father, Rachmana Litzlan, just died. How could he bring it as a Karban Pesach? El Mesach Chatzos. Okay, so we'll say it's talking about where he died after Chatzos. If he died after Chatzos, there's no psalm Oinein. But the Kashna is, then why is the halacha that if the son was not Mamun on the Karban Pesach, he takes the animal and he brings it as a Karban Shlomim. Hakavate Chatzos. Once Chatzos came, the animal became Dachoy. If it became Dachoy, granted Moiser Pesach is Shlomim, but this is not the type of Shlomim that you should be able to put on the Mizbeach. Because this is a Dachoy. This is a classic Dachoy. And the reason is because here it was Roi to be brought by Chatzos, the father was still alive, and then after Chatzos he died. So now that the father died, this Karban Pesach doesn't have any members anymore. So as a result, the Karban Pesach is possible to be brought as a Karban Pesach, even if Moisa Pesach is Shlomim, but it's Dachoy from being able to be put on the Mizbeach. So this is an example of a Moisa Pesach that should be sold. So the Gemara says, Manavshach, if the father died before Chatzos, then why is the halacha that if the son is Mamunah, you can bring it as a Karban Pesach? He's an Oinein. An Oinein before Chatzos can't be the only member of a Karban Pesach. And if the father died after Chatzos, that means it was right to be brought B'Shas Chatzos, that means it's Dachoy. So what if it's Dachoy? So even though Moisa Pesach is Shlomim, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. And the Braisa said, Yevienu, you should actually bring it as a Shlomim. L'chari, you have no right to bring it as a shlamim. Zok the Gemara, five terutzim. Short terutzim. Amar Rab, the first terutzim is Leilim Miskayim Chalais. Really, it's talking about where we die before Chatzos. Umayi v'yanu l'shom Pesach. So what did the Braisa mean when it says if the fat died before Chatzos, you should bring it as a carbon Pesach, l'shom Pesach Sheini. You shouldn't bring it as a Pesach Rishni. If you want, you can bring it as a Pesach Sheni. By Pesach Sheni, it's not going to be anointed anymore. That's in a month from now. It's going to be after the Shloshim already. So over there is where the halach is going to be. You can bring it. But Enochinami, it means if the carbon is right to be brought as a carbon Pesach. You have a technical problem. You have an issue that he's anointed. Okay, you bring it for Pesach Sheni. Whatever. The point is, it can be brought as a carbon Pesach. Let's not get worried about the detail of Oinein. At the end of the day, figure out a way to circumvent that. The point is, in terms of the kedusha of the carbon, it's not a shlom, it can be brought as a carbon. But Abaye said differently. Abaye said, let's start them ktani. Meaning, what was the kasha? Memonavshach. Is the price of talking about where the father died before Chatzos, or is it talking about where he died after Chatzos? If he died before Chatzos, we don't understand the ratio. If he died after Chatzos, we don't understand the seifa. If theoretically you can say that the ratio is talking about where he died after Chatzos, and the seifa is talking about where he died before Chatzos, then everything would be beautiful. Hakol yavayel mekayim bashalim. Now that's usually considered very forced. That's usually considered very dachuk. But at the same time, if you can make it work, you can make it work. Abaye said, that's pshat in the braisa. So with stodim ktani, neis ancha chatzois, b'noi mamun ima yevienu l'shom Pesach. The reish is talking about where he died after chatzois. And that's what the braisa, if he died after chatzois, there's no problem of oinein, then you can bring it as a Pesach. Meis chaydim chatzois, if he died before chatzois, then ein b'noi mamun ima yevienu l'shom shlomim. The seif is talking about where he died before chatzois. So it's a little bit of a daichik. But Abaye used the word letzadim ktani. That's the magic word that allows you to do something like this and say that one part of the Braisa is talking about before Chatzos, one part of the Braisa is talking about after. Rav Shavi, Rav Shavi said a third time. He said, "Loi l'mis Chatzos." Really, it's talking about we died after Chatzos. We can go in shohayu aviv gois is bechatzos. What was the problem? If he died after Chatzos, so l'chur the animal was dachoy. If it was dachoy, had he ever right to bring it as a shlomim? So it's talking about the father was already a goises at the time of Chatzos. This is a chiddush because roiv goisesim l'misa. As a result, even though theoretically this animal was roi to be brought by Chatzos, but being that halacha assumed that this man was going to die, so therefore it's not considered dachoy. Dachoy is the taich where we assume you're going to be able to bring this carbon, and then something happens as a result of which you can't bring the carbon. But being that roiv goises him lemisa anyways, so it doesn't count. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi, Zloilun, Misacha Chatzos. Really, talking about we died after Chatzos. Again, what's the kasha? If he died after Chatzos, we understand the ratio. The ratio where the son is Mamuna, he can bring it as a carbon Pesach. Ayiz anoyne. No, he became anoyne after Chatzos, it's not around. The Sefer we don't understand, because if he died after Chatzos, then it was Dachi, because B'Shas Chatzos it was right. So the Gemara said, Reb Shimon, he died of Ein Balechayim Nitchen. Shimon is a shita that holds Ein Bali Chaim Nitchin. The last three dafim, we're not going with the shita, but there is such a Reb Shimon or Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that holds Ein Bali Chaim Nitchin. Maybe the Tana, this Raisa was Reb Shimon, so it was never Dachli. Because if the animal was alive, meaning it was never shechted, obviously, because that's why we're discussing now, should I bring it as a Pesach or as a Shlomim? So the animal was always alive. It was alive. Maybe there's no Psal Dachli. Rabbin is the fifth Teretz. And Gönchev, Frishayach Chatzoy. So really, the Raisa is talking about where the father died after Chatzos, but he was also mafreshed after Chatzos. Umeisu b'ayim after Chatzos, v'chasaver Chatzos kava. If he was mafreshed after Chatzos, then everything is fine. You have no problem of the son being anointed before Chatzos because the father died after Chatzos. You also have no problem of dochui, because dochui is the pshat, and this is important, Rashi says, if it was roy to be brought as a carbon, and then the moment of Chatzos, literally, the clock struck Chatzos, and there was a problem. But over here, when the clock struck Chatzos, we weren't even having this conversation. Number one, the father was alive. And number two, he hadn't even been mafresh an animal yet. He was first mafresh and after Chatzos, which means the moment of Dachoy was not applicable. As a result, it's not going to be a problem. So again, the Mishnah said a pretty straightforward halacha. Mafresh pischa yumeis, lo yivienu b'no yachrov l'shem Pesach, after a further review, we have a braisa. Braisa, it's not always the case. Really, it depends. Was the son memuna or was he not memuna? If the son was a memuna, yeah, that's the halacha of the Mishnah. Lo yivienu b'noi l'shem Pesach el l'shem shlom. If the son, however, was memuna, then already the halacha is going to be different. Stating that, it's not so pasha what that braisa even means. And we have five different pshatim in the Gemara to try to understand pasha pshat in that braisa. Zok the Mishnah vayta. More obscure halachos related to the carbon Pesach. If someone had a carbon Pesach and then the animal got mixed up, a taruvos, as in Yerideya type of taruvos, I just don't know what's the Pesach, what's the other animal. Now, what were the other animals? Rashi says shloisha tloim. These were three shepsalach. Echad shel Pesach, the echad shel Asham, the echad shel Oila. So you had three animals. One was a Pesach, one was an Asham, one was an Oila, and now they got all mixed up. What's the problem? The problem is they're all kachin. That's the tzad hashova shebahen. But they're different types of kachin. A Pesach has its shulchan aruch, an Ashem has its shulchan aruch, and an oila has its shulchan aruch. So for example, the Pesach, almost all of it had to be eaten. The oila, none of it was eaten. Right? So we have problems over here. So how exactly are you supposed to be makrib this animal? The zrikas are different. Says the Mishnah, yiru achay yistavu. What you do is you let it get a mum. Once it gets a mum, v'yimachru, you sell the three animals, v'yavi, and what do you buy? So you have to buy an oila, you have to buy an ashram, you have to buy a chatas. However, here's the issue. You don't know how to allocate this money. So let's say you had three animals. One was worth 100, the other one was worth 50, the other one was worth 50. So you have $200 worth of animals. So you're now going to sell them. $50 of it was one kedusha, $50 of it was another kedusha, $100 of it was another kedusha. So how do you now go and buy the animals? If you take the $200 and you divide it into three, so one that was, let's say the oila was $100, so you just shortchanged the oila. So how are you supposed to do it? So the Mishnah says, what you do is you sell it, you take the money, you're going to buy three animals, an oila, an asham, and a pesach respectively. But here's the punchline. You sit down and you ask it, what was the most expensive animal? Oh, there was a $100 animal here? You have to buy $300 animals now. So instead of having $200 worth of animals, you're going to have no choice, but you're going to have to buy $300 worth of animals. Now, who has to pay that extra $100? The Mishnah addresses that as well. There's no gray area here. You're going to have to take care of it. You lost it. You got smished. So it's going to be your headache. You're going to have to figure out a way to do this. But the point is, it's on your cheshbon. You can't go to Hektish and tell Hektish, listen, you're going to end up getting it. No, you're the one who lost it. So you're the one that has to come up with the extra money. And the sa'ar of the b'chayr is, what would be if the carbon Pesach got mixed up with a b'char? So why would this be different? So Rashi, very gishmak, says, two lines from the bottom. Because a b'char and a Pesach is the same thing. Shematan damon, umatan dam ha-Pesach shofer. The zrika of a b'char and the zrika of a Pesach are the same. Ve'ein tu'unin t'nufas chaz v'shoik, v'lo yismichu n'asachim. You're not going to have any issues. The way you bring a b'char and the way you bring a Pesach is the same thing. And as a result, there's no real practical issues. So what do you do? Meaning the only issue that theoretically there would be is eating. Because a b'char is nechal l'koyanim. As opposed to a carbon Pesach, that's going to be nechel to the chabura. So Reb Shimon said, chabura is kayanim yochel. As long as the chabura is kayanim, so then you don't have an achila problem either. Like this, to be makrovit is not a problem, the zrika, the hakrova, everything is fine. The only trip up maybe would be in the achila. Why would that be an issue? You have a kayim problem. Okay, if the chabura chabura was a chabura of kayanim, so then you don't have to worry about it. I think there's another issue. Reb Shimon says that if the Karban Pesach was in Sarim with the Bechairis, it's all okay. Why isn't there a problem of taking kachim and bringing it lebeis hapsol? We know the halacha is that a person is not allowed to be makriv a carbon in a way where he's increasing the statistical chances of maybe the carbon being possible. That's not something you're allowed to do. So, for example, we don't bring a carbon toyed on Erev Pesach. Why? Because after Chatzos, you weren't allowed to eat anymore from the lachmi toyed that were chametz. 10 of the 40 breads were chametz. And as a result, even though in theory you could eat it before Chatzos, but being that once Chatzos comes, you can't eat it anymore, there's a chance, you're just increasing the chances of being left with noiser. Because the Torah gave you a certain amount of time to eat the Torah, a day and a night, which is a chiddush, because it's a shlomim, it's kachem kalim. But that's the one kachem kalim, or the one shlomim, Pesach is the other, where the halach is that you have less than the usual prescribed amount of time to be able to eat it. So the halach is you don't bring the toid on Erev Pesach because you're increasing the chances of it becoming possible. Here too you have the same problem. The reason is because the Karban Pesach was only eaten for a night. The Bechar, which is Kachan Kalam, is eaten for a day and a night. So you're limiting the amount of time to eat the Bechar. So you have a Pesach and a Bechar. So what are you going to do? They were Nesar. No, but bring both of them. And as long as you have a Chabur of Kayanim, everybody can eat everything. It's not, that's true. The problem is the Bechar Misafik is going to have to be treated like a Karban Pesach, which means you're going to limit the amount of time that you have to eat it. So why isn't that an issue? So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, let Tamid, I'm going to be in Reb Shimon holds you can bring Kachon Lebe Sapsol. Now, if you look at this line in a vacuum, you take it out of context, it sounds like Reb Shimon doesn't hold up the whole halacha of a Mevi and Kachon Lebe Sapsol. That's not true. Rashi says, the fourth line, Mevi and Kachon Lebe Sapsol, on the right side, you have Rashi on both sides, Lemait Bezman Achilasan. Mutav milanat galeria. Of course, Reb Shimon holds of the halacha of emavi and kachon lebeis hapsol. But Reb Shimon's like, what do you want? You have a better option, right? Sometimes the option is not great, but if you don't have a better solution, so what are you supposed to do? So Reb Shimon says, I'm asking to you. I don't love the fact that you only have a night to eat the bechar. Usually, you would have more time to eat it. But at the same time, what are you supposed to do? The other option is not to eat it. That's a better option, to let it get a mum, sell it, and take the money. And it's also a decent option, but Reb Shimon says this is the better one. And in this case, he holds him. How do you know Reb Shimon holds that way? The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Ashim Shin is Arab Shalom, and Ashim was the Arab Shalom. So Ashim is Kachim Kadashim, you can eat it for a day and a night. Shalom is Kachim Kalim, you can eat it for 2 days and a night. Reb Shimon says, Shach the Betzafin, Shach the Betzafin. Ashim, which is Kachim Kadashim, needs to be Shchitasim Betzafin. A Shalom was Kachim Kalim, so that could be anywhere in Dazar. And you'll end up eating it, meaning you'll treat both animals if they're Kachim Kadashim, you'll eat it for a day and a night. Amr Loi, they told Reb Shimon, Emavi and Kachim Lebeis Absol. I mean, you can't do that. So this is Reb Shimon Lashitasi. He obviously didn't hold to this problem of Emavi and Kachon Lebeis Hapsol. Why? Because he held there was no better alternative. But in terms of the two options, he thought this was the better option. Talking about Rabban and Hechi Abdina. Okay, so Rabban argued with Reb Shimon. Right, Reb Shimon was one of the Mishnah that said that if the Pesach was in the Sarif together with the Bechar, so if you have a Chabur of Kehanim, you should eat. Obviously, the Rabbanon hold that's not an option. And we now know why the Rabbanon hold is not an option, because Emavi and Kachon Lebeis Hapsol. So what do the Rabbanon want you to do? They want you to keep the animals, Lechura. Wait until it gets a mum. You can't be makriv it. And these are kachim that are kosher. So you can't just burn it either. So what are you supposed to do? Presumably, wait until it gets a mum, right? So it's all my rabbi. Yeah, it's exactly what you're supposed to do. Namtim le'achiyumim. Wait until it gets a mum. Fiyavi behemesh shmeina. But then you're not done. Then you bring a behemesh shmeina. You bring a gebifta animal. Fnalema, and you make the following declaration called Heichad the Isni lePesach. Wherever the Pesach is, tochel aleh. It should be chal dahai. On this animal, va'achalahu, who's a lashon rabbim, then you should eat them, meaning the Pesach and the Bechar that were nisarif, b'tor is Bechar b'amum, as if it was a Bechar b'amum. So what's going on here? Ordinarily, when you have halacha of yirat she'istoyv, so what's the concept? Concept is you have an animal right now, you can't be makriv it, but it's kosher, so you can't burn it either. So you wait until it gets a mum, and then just sell it. By the way, you can't sell kachim that doesn't have a mum. Right? Or I mean, you could, there's problems when it comes to kachim that doesn't have a mum. Once it has a mum, there's a tremendous decrease in the quality of the kedusha of the animal, and then there's certain kulois, there's certain things that you're allowed to do. So that's usually the move. That's what you would do. You can't do that with a bechar. And the reason you can't do that with bechar, this is Bechiris 101, is because it says in the Torah, it's aser to sell a bechar. You can't be poyed the bechar, you can't sell a bechar. So if you can't sell a bechar, then the halacha is that it's not so poshut for you to be able to do this. To just take the two animals and then be poyed to them is a problem. The Pesach, you could be poida. That's one of the two animals. But the Bechor, you can't be poida. That's the bad news. The good news is that if you have a Bechor that has a mum, you could eat it. You can't be poida it, but you could eat it. The Pesach that has a mum, you can't eat. So it's interesting. You have two animals that you have nothing to do with. So the only option is wait until it gets a mum. Okay, now that it gets a mum, you roll your sleeves up, I'm still stuck. Because the Bechor that has a mum, can't echnish vakoifen. The Pesach that has a mum, can't echnish dessen. Okay, but the Bechor that has a mum, I could eat. The Pesach that has a mum, I can't eat. So it's eight. So the Gemara says, I'll give you a posh date. So Rava said, it's a basic solution. What you do is you take one animal, a shmeina, a nice animal. And what you do is, what does it mean shmeina, by the way? It should be equal to the more expensive of these two animals that were nisarev. And you should make a declaration. I don't know which is the Bechor. I don't know which one is the Pesach. I know I can be poida the Pesach. I know I can't be poida the Bechor. I'm being poida whichever one is the Pesach. So now the kedusha of the Pesach just transferred onto this one animal. So now I have an animal that has kedusha's Pesach. Beseder, done. I know what to do with that. What do I do with these two animals? So let's say one of them is chulin, and the other one is a Bechor bamum. The good news is I could eat either one. I could eat chulin, I could eat a Bechor bamum. Now, stating that, there is a halachos, again, this is Bechoris 101, that relate to a Bechor bamum. Even though you could eat a Bechor bamum, but there are certain dinim in terms of how you shecht it and how you, Rashi quotes a little bit of it. There's certain things where you weigh it. So says the Gemara, you could eat both of them, but being that you don't know which one is the Bechor bamum and which one is chulin, you have to treat both of them like they're a Bechor bamum. Very good schmacks. Let's see it again inside. Oh, my Rava, so what do you do? Namtin loyachimum. You wait until the two animals develop a mum. V'yavi behem a shmeina, then you bring the shmeina. What does a shmeina mean? An animal that's chulin, that is equivalent to the better of these two animals. V'leimen, and you say the following. I don't know which is the Pesach, which is the Bechor. I know I can be paid to the Pesach. I know I can't be paid to the Bechor. Okay, kol heicha the isi l'Pesach, whichever one is the Pesach, tochel aleo, dahai. Let the kedusha the Pesach be chal, this behem is chulin. Now I'm going to be left with, as far as the other two animals go, one behem of chulin, that was originally the Pesach, and the other one a Bechor b'amum. You eat both of them. Betayrus Bechor b'amum with the chumras of a Bechor b'amum. I don't know which is the Bechor b'amum. I don't know which one is chulin. So the chumra, you go ahead and you eat both. Zok the Mishnah zokt a long Mishnah. Right, chabura shavat pischa. They had a chabura and they lost their carbon pesach. Amru le'echad and they told one of the members of the chabura, tsei ubakesh v'shchayt aleinu. Go and try to find this animal. And when you find the animal, shecht it on our behalf. So the chabura lost the carbon pesach, so they send a shliach, do me a favor, go out, see if you can find this animal. And if you could, every detail in this mission is critical. Shecht it aleinu, on our behalf. So this person has this mission now, to try to find the animal. If he finds it, shecht it, and he should have in mind the whole chabura. Halach, he went to matzav v'shachat. And he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Now, it just so happens, they went and they said, you know what, I don't know if this guy's ever going to come back. Let's try to find our own animal. So they found their own animal. They shechted their own animal. And here's the punchline. They never had him in mind. So this person went as the Sar Lazazel. He's trying to find an animal on their behalf. He finds it. He shechts it for them. In the meantime, they found their own animal. They shechted, and they never had him. So what's the halacha? Im shaloi nishchat rishon, if this person who found the animal was the one that shechted first, who oichel mishaloi, they oichel nimoi. Mishaloi. So he for sure gets to eat from the carbon pesach that he found. This is his only carbon pesach. And they also have to eat from his carbon pesach. Why? Because they made him a shliach to shech the carbon pesach. So assuming he did his shechita before they did theirs, so they're already part of his. The fact that they did their own thing, that's already too late. If their carbon pesach was brought first, say, hey, noichel mishalohem, they're going to eat from theirs. V'hu eichel mishaloi, and he's going to still eat from his. Why? Because they never counted him. Let's say we don't know which one happened first. Oh, they both happened at the same time. Hu eichel mishaloi, he eats his. V'heim einon oichlen imoi, they cannot eat with him. And not just that, their carbon is going to end up going to the Beis HaSreifa. Meaning, if we have a Safik now, so for him, there's no Safik, because he only has one carbon Pesach. What's the Safik? But they made him a Shliach. They also shechted their own. And we don't know which one happened first. Once one happened, there is no second one. So I mean that it's a Safik. So he gets to eat. They're not going to eat. Not just that, their animal's going to go to Beis HaSreifa. However, Ptur Milas Pesach Shein. They're not going to have to bring Pesach Shein. Why? Because Pesach Shein is not totally in Achila. It's totally in Hakrov. And they for sure had a carbon Pesach. We just don't know which one. Being that we don't know which one, they can't eat. Because a carbon Pesach could only be eaten Leminoyah. But being that for sure they had one, so therefore they're not going to have to bring a Pesach Shein. Amar Lehem, what would be if the story was a little bit different? Same case. Chabura lost the carbon Pesach. One person goes out to find the Korban Pesach, but the narrative now changes a little bit. Meaning, this person that went to find the Korban Pesach told the Oilam, if I come back late, do me a favor, tzu v'shachtu. I mean, I'm going to try to find it, but I may run late. You never know. I need to have a Korban Pesach. I need to know that, you know, at the end of the day, I'll do the mitzvah and shech the Korban Pesach for me. He went, halachu matzah, he found the Korban Pesach, v'shachar, and he shecht it. Now, in this case, the person that went to find it, found it, but he never told the oilam that he was going to shech for them. So they, in this case, they shecht it for him, he didn't shech for them. It's the reverse of the previous case. So it's the same exact concept, just the story is reverse. As a result, the halacha is the reverse. But conceptually, it's the same thing. So what's the halacha? If their Korban Pesach was brought first, so they had him in mind. They eat from their Korban Pesach. And he eats from their Korban Pesach. If his Korban Pesach came first, he eats his Korban Pesach. And they eat their Korban Pesach. Because in this case, he never had them in mind. If we don't know which one happened first, they both happen at the same time. They eat from theirs because that's the only Korban Pesach they have. And he does not eat with them. And he can't eat his either because we don't know which one happened first. We don't know which one is his. So what happens to his carbon if you can't eat it? You have no choice but to burn it. Because one of them were his. What would be, again, same case. There's a chabura, carbon pesach was lost. One person goes out to find the carbon pesach. So in the first case, the person that went out looking said, if I find it, I'll have you in mind. They ended up bringing their own carbon. They didn't have him in mind. And the other case was he told them, do me a favor, if I don't come back, have me in mind. He ended up finding it, and he didn't have them in mind. Amalehem, what would be, for Amrulai, if they each had each other in mind, oh, this is already, everyone's getting along very nicely. If I find it, I'm going to have you in mind. If you find it, you're going to have me in mind. Right? Everybody said the right thing. So what's Nalacha? Oichlin kulam in Arisha. Everybody should eat from the first one, because now they're both on both. So whichever is first, that's the one. So you don't know which was first. So they both end up in the base. What if nobody said anything to anybody? So in this case, no one's achroy on the other one. So what does that mean? Rashi, five lines from the bottom, on the right side. Everybody does their own thing. Interesting. So in this case, everybody is their own thing. I brought mine, I'll eat from mine. You brought yours, you'll eat from yours. Everybody does their own thing. That's if nobody said anything. Zok the Mishnah. What happens if you have two chaburos? Each chaburo has a whole bunch of people on it. And then the two animals got mixed up. So we don't know which animal belongs to this chaburo and which animal belongs to that chaburo. So what's that loch? Each chaburo needs to go ahead and figure out a patent in order for us to be able to bring the carbon. Let's just set up the case. If you are not a member of a carbon Pesach, you can't be yoitz in your mitzvah's carbon Pesach. So that's clear that in order to be yoitz in the mitzvah of carbon Pesach, you would have to be a member of the carbon Pesach. Over here, we have an issue. The reason we have an issue is because we have a whole bunch of members, we just don't know which is their carbon Pesach. So you might get it right, you might get it wrong. 50-50. As a result, you have a problem here. You can't simply bring the Korban Pesach. So at first glance, you would think, okay, what's the big deal? We know you could be nimnum u'moishchin until the shechita, Shimon holds until the zrika, right? You could always withdraw. So really the simple solution to this case would be, let everybody withdraw, and we'll start all over again. This chevra will do this, and that chevra will do that. It's Rashi speaks that, and it's going to be mavur in the Gemara, that's not an option. The reason that's not an option is because you can't have everybody walk away from a Korban Pesach. You can't have it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see in the Gemara, they argued about a detail in this halacha, but the basic concept everybody agrees with. You can't have everybody simply withdraw from a Korban Pesach. As a result, if everybody's going to walk away, the Korban Pesach will now be ownerless. That's a problem. So what you need to do is you need to figure out a way to have people withdraw, but never being a moment when nobody was a member of the Korban Pesach. So really, this is just a math. You have to sit down and solve the riddle and figure out what to do. And that's exactly what the Mishnah says. So in the case, we have two chaburois, nesarvu pischeyem. So this is how you figure this out. Elu moishchulem echad. Each group brings somebody from the other group. The elu moishchulem echad. Echad mei elu ba loy eitzel elu. The echad mei elu ba loy eitzel elu. Okay. So each group brings somebody from the other group. Let's say there were five people in each group. So the five bring someone from this group, and the five bring someone from that group, which means now it's 4 and 1, and 4 and 1, respectively, in each one of the groups. This is what they say. The four tell the one. If this is unzer a carbon Pesach, I mean, if this is really ours, your dechem meshuches mishalcha, withdraw from your carbon pesach. It's not a problem because only one of the five members are withdrawing. You still have four members. That's not a problem. Vinimnas al shalano and join our group. Vimshalcha wa pesach. And if the carbon pesach is really yours, then yodenu meshuches mishalano. We're going to withdraw from ours. Vinimnenu al shalcha and we'll join you. Very simple. As long as you have a situation where you never had everybody withdraw, then you just figure out the cheshbin and you're able to make it work. Says the Mishnah, v'chein, the same would be true if you had chamish chaburois. You had five chaburois, shel chamisha chamisha, which each five of the chaburois were made up of five members. The Gemara is going to explain this a little bit. You have 25 people in total, and all five of the animals got mixed up. Over shel asara asara. Or you had five chaburois, each one of them was made up of 10. Same concept. It's the same. Rashi speaks it out clearly if you want to see inside. But the point is, it's the same idea. It doesn't matter how many chaburas they are. You figure out this tonight, and this is the way you make it work. What would be, says the mission of Shnaim Shem. What if you only have two people? You have Reuven and Shimon. Each one had his own carbon pesach, and the two carbonas got mixed up. So now you can't do what we just said. Because the whole concept is that one person's going to withdraw, but there's going to be another member. But here you're the only game in town. There's nobody else. So if there's nobody else, if I withdraw, then what are you supposed to do? So the Mishnah says like this. What you need to do is, you need to precede it with one step. Each person needs to bring on a new member. So if it's Reuven and Shimon, Reuven brings Levi, and Shimon brings Yehuda. It's a very wordy Mishnah. That's why it's so long. And this is what they say. If this is mine, you go withdraw from yours. The point is, at the end of the day, there was another person. I mean, there was another person, and you started off with only one person. That's true, but you recruited somebody. Like this, you ended up having another person. You're able to do exactly what you were supposed to do. So the Gemara, very briefly, the Gemara is much shorter than the Mishnah. You don't usually see that. So you have a very, very long Mishnah and very little Gemara that's going to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah was so wordy, it actually doesn't need that much Gemara to explain it. So the Mishnah Hagufa set up four cases where you had a chabura and echad mimnehach and the animal got lost. So echad mimnehach chabura went to go find the animal. He ended up finding it. He ended up shechting it. But it turns out the chabura also decided that, you know what, they're not taking any chances, and they shechted a carbon pesach as well. Now you have this whole halacha shaiwa. How do you treat it? And the Mishnah had four tziurim, and really it depends on what they told each other. If the person that went out to find it said, if I find it, I'll shecht it on your behalf, it's one halacha. If the person that went out never said he was going to shecht it on behalf of the oilam, but fakir, the oilam said that if they end up bringing another carbon pesach, imecharti, right? If you're running late, we'll bring it for you, then it's another halacha. What would be if each person told each other? So then the halacha is they have a problem because each person is a member of each one of the karbanos pesach. You can only have one. So if there's a suffix, what happened? Just forwarding a little bit. If there's a suffix, what happened? You're gonna end up having a problem. No one's gonna be able to eat from it. What would be if nobody said anything? Ein achrayin zalza, that everybody can do their own thing. So it's interesting. It comes out that if they talked, I mean, if they got together and they said, I'm gonna have you in mind, you're gonna have me in mind, and it's mamish gaval, the way a chabur is supposed to be. Then already, if there's a suffix, the whole chabura falls apart. It's a problem. There's Pesach Shreifa, no one can be mekayem the mitzvah. You have shailas already about Pesach Sheni. Right, that becomes a major, major problem. What if nobody said anything? What if this was a very quiet oilam, and everybody just sat there, they did their own thing? In achrayin zalzeh, you can eat your carbon Pesach, you can eat your carbon Pesach. So the Gemara remarks on the counterintuitive nature of this halacha. Tanu Rabbanan, Amar lehem, Ve'amru loy, Oichal min harishay, Loy, Amar lehem, Ve'loy, Amru loy, Einan achrayin zaza. Then you can do whatever you want. Mikan, Amru chachamim. So the chachamim use this Mishnah as an example that yofesh shtika lechachamim, that sometimes it's better not to talk so much. And that's true for wise people. Kavuchayim le'tipshin. That's certainly true for foolish people. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Gam evil macharish chacham yichashev. If you have a tipish, that's what the Gemara calls him. And he's quiet, chacham yichashev. Mais, he's considered a chacham because that's in and of itself a value. Siog l'chacham shtika. But either way, that you see from here, the maila of shtika. Incidentally, Rav is not the one that said this. We speak it out so often that you have to mention when it's not Rav. Shnaim shenis arvuk b'scheyem v'chul. Okay, so the Gemara said that what would be if you had now a bunch of karbonos pesach that got mixed up. So you had a bunch of chaburas that are going to bring a karbon pesach, and all the karbonos pesach got mixed up. So What's the halacha? So you would think, just let everybody withdraw and then just start all over again. But it's clear in the Mishnah that that's not something you can do. And the reason is, we spoke at Rashi, who was really quoting the Gemara that we're about to learn, it's because you can't have a Karban Pesach that has no members on it. As a result, that in of itself is going to be an issue. So what do? A whole cheshbon and how you make it work. But the Mishnah said there's one case where that's not so simple. Because what would be if all you had was one member of each of the respective Karbanos Pesach? Then the Gemara's Eitzah wasn't going to work. Because the Gemara's Eitzah essentially was, let somebody withdraw from each Pesach, but you'll be left with other members. If all you have is one member, if somebody withdraws, by definition, you're not going to have another member. So that's not really going to be an issue. So the Gemara said, no, what you do is you first recruit somebody. So you go from having one member to now having two members, and then you do the same exact thing. So the Gemara, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. It would seem that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, you see from here that you're allowed to withdraw from a carbon Pesach. But you have to have at least one member of the Chabura still there. Rabbi Yossi says, "Ubavanchle enicho es pasach kamay shehu." No, you don't have to have one member of the Chabura. You just have to make sure that you don't not have anybody. Meaning, it has to be somebody. Now, at first glance, how do you even read the words? What's the machlokes to read in Rabbi Yossi? They're arguing about something, right? Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ubavanchle echad mnei Chabura kayim." Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't have to have one of the members of the Chabura. Ubavanchle enicho es pasach kamay shehu. You just can't have it ledig. And they're saying the same thing, right? Well, obviously not. So Rashi says, obviously, the Hezber in the Machlokes is, Rabbi Yossi holds there has to be some member of the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda takes it a step further. Rabbi Yehuda ratchets it up. He says you need one of the original members of the Chabura, one of the founding members. That's what you have to have. So if you recruit somebody, do me a favor, just stand here until Chveis. That doesn't count. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not Kamay Shehu. You have somebody. Whereas according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that wouldn't be enough. You would need one of the original members of the Chabur. So, Zokta Gemara, a very obvious observation. The Mishnah in the second and the last case, you only have one person, I can't withdraw. No worries, recruit somebody. That person you recruited is not one of the original members of the Chabur, and still you see it works. Must be the Mishnah is the like Rabbi Yehuda. It must be it's like Rabbi Yossi, Shenei Mukayimai. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I feel the same Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's even going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And here it's going to come a little full circle, a very geshmakas svara. Even Dom Rabbi Yehuda, because we have another Rabbi Yehuda who holds in Shoichnin as a Pesach ala Yochid, you can't bring the Karban Pesach if there's a sole member. So this Karban Pesach that only had one member, we knew it was the Oymed, at some point it was going to have to be another member. There had to be, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't only have one member. If that's the case, he's considered like Echad Mimnei Chabura, even though he wasn't there, and we didn't even know it was going to be him. But somebody was going to be Mibnei HaChabura, and as a result, he's treated Ke'echad Mibnei HaChabura. So it couldn't be this halach, which stemmed even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi said, Masnisa Nami Deka, right? You find this very often in Shas, where there was a discussion amongst Amiram, had to understand the Mishnah, and then Rav Ashi, who was Soifai Ra, literally, Ravina Rav Ashi was Soifai Ra, and he almost always has the last word in the Gemara. So Rav Ashi comes and he says, it's meduyik that way in the Mishnah. Clearly not mefurish, but it's meduyik. Again, what's meduyik? Just to speak it out. We're trying to figure out, is our Mishnah the like Rabbi Yehuda, or can our Mishnah even be Rabbi Yehuda? Why do we think the Mishnah is the like Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Mishnah said, if you have two Karbanos Pesach, then when it's Arav, and each Karban Pesach only has one member, so the halachni is, recruit somebody, and do the Eitzah that the Mishnah said. At first glance, it's the like Rabbi Yehuda, because that person that was recruited can't be the only member of the Karban Pesach. Because he's not one of the original Bnei Chabur. The Gemara said, maybe not. Maybe the Mishnah could be Rabbi Yehuda, because being that there's a Svara that Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasei holds in Shaykhman as a Pesach ala Yachid, so it was destined that you were going to have to bring somebody on board, so therefore it's as if you already brought that person on board. In other words, we have two stadim had to learn the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara of Ashim said, I have a diak from the Mishnah. Gevaldik. Diktani, because the Mishnah said, V'chein chamish chaburois, shel chamisha, chamisha. If you had five chaburois, each chabura had five people. So Rav Ashi said, isn't that interesting? Why did each chabura have to have five people? Sounds like if one of the chaburas would have four people, it wouldn't work. Why wouldn't it work? Because obviously that one chabura would have a problem. The way it works is that each chabura needs to have one person that's going to withdraw. Again, sit down and work the math out, and that's how it plays out. Over here, if I have four and there's really five Karbanos Pesach, one chabur is not going to be able to make it happen. What do you mean? He can make it happen. You know what you could do is, you can bring somebody on board. So if you can bring somebody on board, just recruit somebody. And as long as you would recruit somebody, that would be okay. Oh, Shmami, you know what you see from here? You see from here, you can't recruit anybody. Oh, that's a raya that we're going to like Rabbi Yehuda. Because you see that you can't recruit anybody. What are you going to tell me? No, maybe really it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because it was oymate for somebody to come on board. Over here, it was never oymate for somebody to come on board. And the reason it wasn't oymate for somebody to come on board, because over here, but the point is, it's masnisin. Again, so Amr Rav Ashi, Masnis and Ami Deke. The Mishnah is also Meduric that way. The Ketani, V'chein Chamish, Chabur, Shal Chamish, 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 In Avosh, Shal Chamish, V'abaloi. What's the reason? Lav must be Mishnah Doloi Paish Chamim Nei Chabur Gabe. Because you're missing somebody. Shema Mino, what do you mean you're missing somebody? Just recruit somebody. The Teretz is, because we're going according to Rabbi. The Mishnah Shtim is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, you wouldn't be able to recruit somebody. The only reason you were able to recruit somebody in the Mishnah, that's because it was the only person there. And Rabbi Yehuda Shnita is, you can't have only one person. As a result, you have no choice but to go ahead and to recruit somebody. But otherwise, you see, you wouldn't be able to recruit somebody. If that's the case, oh, fakert. It's a riot that the Mishnah has to be Rabbi Yehuda, not the like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda. Hadron Allah, Perek, Misha, Hoya, and Metz Hashem, coming soon, Perek, Arvei Pesach.